Bonjour mes amis, welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
Bonjour à tous, my name is Amory.
We got a newbie lesson. We're going to learn about something that we all experience from time to time.
Some people every day.
Like us.
Yeah.
A little fatigue. To be tired.
Yeah.
We got two co-workers here meeting in the morning.
Yeah, they just arrived to their favorite place, work.
And they're making the average, you know, workplace small talk. Give us a phrase, Amory.
9 heures par nuit.
9 hours a night.
Yep.
Can you say it one more time?
9 heures par nuit.
9 heures par nuit. Here comes the dialogue. Three times. We're going to come back afterwards. We're going to translate it. We're going to tell you what happens. So go ahead and do your best. See how much you can understand these first three times.
Dialogue first time.
Je suis fatigué.
Tu ne dors pas assez?
9 heures par nuit.
Tout seul?
Dialogue, second time.
Je suis fatigué.
Tu ne dors pas assez?
9 heures par nuit.
Tout seul?
Dialogue, third time.
Je suis fatigué.
Tu ne dors pas assez?
9 heures par nuit.
Tout seul?
Right, so we're back. Here is the translation. Je suis fatigué.
I am tired.
Je suis fatigué.
I'm tired.
Je suis fatigué. Tu ne dors pas assez.
You don't sleep enough.
Tu ne dors pas assez.
You don't sleep enough.
Tu ne dors pas assez. 9 heures par nuit.
9 hours a night.
9 heures par nuit.
9 hours a night.
9 heures par nuit. Tout seul.
All alone.
Tout seul.
Are you alone?
Tout seul.
Now we learn what to say after yawn. What is it?
Je suis fatigué.
Okay, here we have the verb être, to be.
Yeah.
But we have the je form. Now, je means I. To say I am, what do you say?
Je suis.
Je suis. Je suis happy. Je suis sad. Je suis
fatigué.
Like this guy. So, the coworker has an opinion on why he's so fatigué.
Tu ne dors pas assez.
Now this sentence is pretty long. First, what is the verb in the sentence?
Dor, dormir.
So first we have the verb to sleep. Here it's what?
Dormir.
Normally the verb for to sleep is dormir.
Yeah.
We have a tu here, so it's
tu dors.
And tu is the informal you.
Right.
That we use with people we know. Coworkers, yeah. They tu each other.
Your colleagues, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now here they say don't sleep.
Tu ne dors pas. Pas.
Ne pas around the door. Can you say it real slow?
Tu ne dors pas.
Okay. And then we have one more word at the end of the sentence.
Assez.
Enough. So what's the whole phrase? Can you say it?
Tu ne dors pas assez.
You don't sleep enough. Let's practice this construction because we got how to make a verb negative and say not enough, right?
Yeah.
Give us two examples of a sentence with this.
Tu ne manges pas assez.
You don't eat enough.
Tu n'étudies pas assez.
You don't study enough. Listen to Amory. You need to study more.
With French Bard.
Right, with us. Hopefully you got the pattern.
So he says, 9 heures par nuit.
All right, let's check this out. Let's look at it in this two parts. First one.
9 heures.
Okay, 9 hours.
Right.
Which part of that is nine?
Neuf.
Neuf. Now, if you want to say 9 hours, how do you say it?
9 heures.
9 heures. You might notice the F sound turns into a V sound. That's a little thing we like to call in French, a liaison.
That's right.
The word hours starts with a vowel sound, so we make a liaison. Don't worry about all the technicalities. Just let your mind hear it and try to imitate it.
Neuf and neuf heures.
So neuf heures what?
Par nuit.
Per night.
Yeah.
Or a night. Which part of that is night?
Nuit.
Nuit. Say it one more time.
Neuf heures par nuit. Should be assez.
It should be, but apparently it's not. So she's like, well,
tout seul.
All alone?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means all alone. It also just means alone. I'm going alone.
Yeah.
Is I'm going...
Tout seul.
Yeah.
Like, do you live tout seul?
Or what's another one?
Do you like to travel tout seul?
I do, actually. Sometimes it's fun to travel tout seul.
Sometimes, yeah, but not for too long, though.
Yeah, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so do you think that's assez for this part of the podcast?
Yes, it's assez.
So let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue first time.
Je suis fatigué.
Tu ne dors pas assez.
9 heures par nuit.
Tout seul?
Dialogue second time.
Je suis fatigué.
Tu ne dors pas assez.
9 heures par nuit.
Tout seul?
Dialogue third time.
Je suis fatigué.
Tu ne dors pas assez.
9 heures par nuit.
Tout seul?
Okay, we're back. Now, first thing I want to do is let's practice a little bit with the one construction we had. What is it?
9 heures par nuit.
Okay, let's give some variations. Okay, so Amri's going to throw in a different number in there, and we're going to try to figure it out. Go ahead, Amri.
7 heures par nuit.
Okay, so we got 7.
It's still enough.
For some people, it's still enough.
It's still assez.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give us another one.
1 heure. 1 heure par nuit.
Now that is not assez.
Mm.
1 hour a night. Okay, one more.
4 heures. 4 heures par nuit.
Now that might be able to get you up in the morning, but you're going to be pretty fatigué all day if you only sleep 4 hours a night.
That's right.
I'll How about you, Amory?
Actually, I slept last night 4 heures.
Tu ne dors pas assez, Amory.
No.
Is that true? Only 4 heures?
Yeah, that's all. I was tout seul with my TV.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. Excellent night.
Well, in any case, it wasn't assez.
Usually, I sleep 7 heures
okay.
par nuit. And Yurika, how about you?
Normally, about 5 heures par nuit.
No.
5, 6, maybe.
Honestly?
Sure, that's all I need. For me, it's assez. When I sleep 9 heures par nuit, I find I'm more fatigué all day long.
Right, okay.
I don't know why.
I don't.
Now, if you wanted to practice this construction, you can come to Frenchpod.com and you can tell us on the webpage for this lesson how many heures par nuit you sleep.
Yeah.
So for now, we're a little fatigué, so we're going to let you go. We're going to leave you tout seul.
Erika, assez.
Okay.
Assez.
Au revoir.